Well, for our devotions, I thought of all the appropriate subjects. Have a solo before we start here. And I thought of subjects like love. And then I didn't think that that I'd qualify, so I thought I might be too convicted. Then I thought of pride. Then I knew I'd be convicted then. Thought of attitude, and had too much work to do on that. And as I thought through, I don't think I've judged anybody this week. So I thought I'd just share a few verses on judging. It won't be too long, so if you're uncomfortable, well, just remain so. Let's have a word of prayer. Our Father, we thank you for the good time that we have in Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that we love you and that you loved us before we loved you. Now, Father, we pray in these brief moments that you'll open our hearts to the Word and the Word to our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. I read a... Pardon me? And Mike had a little word to say. Are you through? The Lord will forgive you, Mike. In reading in 1 Corinthians 4, let a man so account of us as the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. But with me it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you or of man's judgment. Yea, I judge not mine own self, for I know nothing by myself. Yet am I not hereby justified, but he that judgeth me is the Lord. Therefore judge nothing before the time, until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the heart, and then shall every man have praise of God. Therefore judge nothing before the time. So I looked up the word judging in the dictionary, and in number 1777, in the Strong's dictionary, the word judging, excuse me, son, J-Boy, would you have a seat, please? Would you have a seat, too, please, Mike? We don't want any disturbance, sweetheart, while Daddy's talking. Thank you. The first one, judging, means to... Would you have a seat, please, Mike? I want all my children to obey. The first word, judging, means to make a decision as a referee. And the second word, judging, means to pass judgment. Now, we don't pass judgment, but we are called on to referee. And that's the two words primarily in the Bible that's rendered judge or judging. You have to go by the context on which one it applies here. And in regard to condemning, or rather referee, some references that I've copied down, John 7:44, judge not according to appearance, but judge righteous judgment. Then in Proverbs 18:13, he that answers the matter before he heareth it, it is a folly and shame unto him. And in 1 Samuel 16:7, Scripture says, look not on his countenance, nor on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. I remember once we had a secretary come work with us when we were still in Los Angeles. And this girl had a very worldly look. That was in the days when it was more pronounced than even it is today. And I judged her in my heart. I thought, boy, Doss has really made a mistake in hiring this woman. In a conversation with her, I found that she'd only been saved a very short while. And she'd been so busy serving her wonderful Savior and obeying God and putting her newfound faith to work. She just hadn't had time to pay much attention to her outward appearance. And so she didn't know how Christians supposed to, quote, look or talk. She just loved God. And I'd been saved a number of years at that time. And my heart was rebuked. Judge not according to appearance. Look not on the outward, because God looks on the heart. That helped me tremendously. This following verse, 2 Chronicles 16:9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Speaking of the Lord in Isaiah 11:3, a prophecy that pertains to our Savior, Scripture says, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither shall he reprove after the hearing of his ears. You know, in court, a person, what a person swears he saw, isn't always taken until it's proven by other people, because you can really see things that really didn't happen. And, of course, you thought that that they happened. Then it's in another cross-reference in Acts 25:16, where it's quoted where a Roman said, does our law condemn a man until accused and accuser meet face to face? When Jesus was just about to be crucified, Nicodemus, remember the one that came to Jesus by night in John 7:51, Jesus said, Nicodemus said, does our law condemn a man before it hears what he says? So with these two meanings, it's good to keep in mind how to use the word judging and how to make it applicable to our life. And of course, you know a hypocrite can judge, because it says in Matthew 7:5, thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam that is on thine own eye, and then thou shalt see clearly to cast out the beam that is in thy brother's eye. Of course, once he gets the beam out of his own eye, he ceases to be a hypocrite. But he was a few moments before. But as soon as he gets it out of his eye, he shall see clearly. Then, of course, judging has to do with judgment. And there is a judgment where judging will take place. 2 Corinthians 5:10, for we must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. There is a judging, and there is a judgment. But fortunately, in Hebrews 9:27, which we could cross-reference with 1 Corinthians 4:4, 4:5, Hebrews 9:27, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this a judgment. So even God Almighty doesn't judge a man until after he dies. So Paul says, don't you judge me before the time. So wait till a person dies before judgment takes place. Just a little idea. Phone call?
Betty Skinner.
Okay. Thank you. Just a little word on the word judging. I've been thinking about in our Bible study, we might take some words and do a little research on them and have them presented from time to time. So you Bible study leaders, keep this in mind when we get together again. Thank you for that. For listening.